Leaders of both the blue-collar Nigerian Labour Congress and a white-collar Trades Union Congress endorsed the agreement reached with government representatives. A presidency official, Tamino Yakubu, read the communique.
The ongoing NLC and TUC general strike is suspended with effect from midnight, 23rd June 2007. All business premises, factories and public offices shall now resume normal operations. The 10 naira per litre increase in the prices of kerosene and diesel is reversed. The 10 naira per litre increase in the pump head price of petrol is reduced to 5 naira per litre. Consequently, petrol will now sell at 70 naira per litre.
Virtually all the demands of organized labor were granted, except the reversal of the 15% hike in the pump price of petroleum products imposed on the country by former President Olusegun Obasanjo. Unions grudgingly accepted a 5 naira, about 4 U.S. cents per liter increase, down from the previous 10 naira or 8 cents per liter. The shutdown in the world's 8th largest oil exporter paralyzed economic activity. Nigeria is believed to have lost about $400 million per day during the 4-day work stoppage. The agreement says workers will not be penalized for joining the strike.
No staff or worker shall face disciplinary action arising from their participation in the strike action.
Most Nigerians supported the strike because gasoline prices affect the cost of most basic goods. Nigeria's four refineries have closed for months, forcing Africa's largest producer of crude oil to import petroleum products for domestic use. The government justified the fuel price increase by pointing to rising world prices and the millions of dollars spent every year on subsidies. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.